John Wayne Wright, and beginning to visit with Cookie this Sunday night at supper time, the 19th of December, 71. John Wayne Wright, beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper time, the 19th of December, 71. John Wayne Wright, beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper time, the 19th of December, 71. John Wayne Wright, and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper time, the 19th of December, 71.
Some of the present temperatures around the state are 78, 69 in Daytona Beach, 73 in Orlando, 70 in Gainesville, 67 in Jacksonville, 68 in Tallahassee, 72 in Tampa, 71 in Melbourne, 72 in Vero Beach. Miami reporting 75, 77 in Key West, and 78 in Fort Myers. The relative humidity in Daytona Beach is 68%. 63% is the relative humidity in Orlando. The winds in both cities are from the southeast at 5 and 10 miles an hour, respectively. And the barometric pressure in Daytona Beach is 30 and 2/10 inches of mercury. Orlando reporting 30 and 18 one-hundredth inches. Both are rising. I'll be back in a moment with more weather.
Come on in and welcome. We'd like you to meet WOKB's Disc Jockeys. To my far right, we have J-Baby, your morning man, alive and well.
And we have
sit down, and what in the hell have you been doing all day?
Buddy, listen, I've been sitting.
Sit down, tell me about it. Sitting?
I've been sitting down working. My legs and back have been hurting me so bad, I can't walk, guy. I walk Thursday and Friday till that day. They like to kill me, and I ain't joking you. I'm just as stove up. I'm just as sore as a foundered horse. I walked and pulled through that soft sand until even the muscles runs up my back is even sore. 'Cause I had it all laid right in my lap. And I got the answer today. One of the office girls, the girl that works in the office up there. They've been out here quite a few times at the ride horses.
Yeah.
I don't know what their names are. But anyway, she said that my boss told them up there that he could lay it on my lap and I'd see that the job got done. But they like to kill me Thursday and Friday. I had irrigation, which was supposed to have been Tommy Crawford's job, but he wasn't there. I had irrigation. I had 5 catch basins to put in, which is supposed to have been L.V. Waters' job. And he wasn't even there. I had all of that builder call out of there, which is supposed to have been Jim Whitten's job, and he wasn't there. I had the grading, which is my job, I was there. And I had the laying of the solid, which is supposed to have been Melvin's job, and he wasn't there. So consequently, I was walking around and around that building, getting the job done. And pulling through that sand, that's the only thing I can think of. But I ain't joking, my legs like to kill me Thursday night and Friday night. I couldn't sleep. Laura brought me a sleeping pill home from the hospital, and it wouldn't knock me out. And I ain't joking. I'm just stiff as I can be.
Both days.
I was stiff yesterday. But I'm stiffer today than I was yesterday. And I sit down over there and paint my truck right. I got that bench, you know, and I sit down on the bench and just keep scooting down. As I paint it down, I just scoot down the bench. I got it painted, though. Back on my truck.
They're all taking off for Christmas?
I don't know what they're taking off for, but they're all gone. All but their laborers. But that girl told me over there, I don't know what her name is, but she told me, she said, Mr. Whitten said all he had to do was lay it on your back and you'd see the job was done. That you were the only one he could depend on to see that the job was done. And I said, well, I'd give me some grounds to work on now. I'll make him give me more money.
That's going to cost him.
That's going to cost him.
I didn't know they got in a hurry like that anymore.
Well, you see, it wasn't them being in such a hurry. But that was just the next job coming up and no supervisor there to oversee it. And you know, them common laborers is not going to do nothing unless there's somebody there to lay their finger on it and say, now you do this and you do that and so on down the line.
No.
They're just not going to do it, guys. They won't do it.
Well.
But now I'm going to pull one on Tuesday. They don't know it, but I'm going to pull a quick one on them. I'm not going to work Tuesday. I'm going to weld Austin.
You got something to take?
I'm going to take that black pony I bought.
You still got the black pony?
Still got that black pony. I'm going to sell him.
I didn't know whether you'd even get home with him or not. He's a nice horse.
I'm gonna sell him.
And you didn't ask much.
I'm gonna lay a saddle on his back and a set of buggy harness and I'm gonna take him to Valdosta. He'll ride, he'll pull a buggy, he'll just about do anything.
He will.
He sure will.
Those little things are smart if they just get a little training.
He's a good all-around pony. I'd like to keep him, but I just can't afford to.
He'll pull a buggy.
He'll pull a buggy.
Whatever happened to your little buggy?
I traded it off.
You didn't have any use for it after you let the little horse go. Well, that was a nice buggy.
Yeah, but it wasn't heavy enough, actually. That was one of the lightweight ones. That's the reason I let it go. It was built light.
Well, it wasn't as heavy enough for the children.
Yeah, but Helen rode it. Broke it down twice.
Yeah. With the children.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't heavy enough for that. Them little bicycle wheels. Well, now that's the only buggy you've run into.
I've run into some more, but I didn't have nothing to use them for, so I just let them slip.
Yeah.
If I could afford to keep this pony, I'd keep him and trade me up a buggy.
Does he pull his feet up like little Nancy, I wonder?
Oh, yeah. He's a proud walking thing. Oh. Yeah, he walks proud.
Mm.
And he rides that way. He rides proud.
What time you have to leave to get to Valdosta?
About 8 o'clock.
Take you a couple hours.
Take about 3 hours, Valor.
And you can take him in your, with your new rack.
Yeah. I built that rack so I can haul them big horses in it too.
Yeah. You don't have your hog?
No, I sold that hog. I didn't have no place to put that son of a gun. I had to leave him in the trailer for 2 days.
Yeah.
Put him in the barn. He broke out of the barn. Hadn't been for Blackie, but he'd have been gone yet.
That's right. He wouldn't come back.
Blackie caught that hog and held him until I put a rope on him.
Is that right?
He sure did. I didn't know nothing else to do. I was there by myself last Sunday night. Last Sunday night. That hog broke out. Blackie was just raising sand in the backyard. I went back there to see what was wrong. Tried to take some feed back to the hog, you know. I went back there to feed the hog, and the hog was out. And I heard him running around through the weeds out there. I'll go back and open the gate and say, "Come on, Blackie, let's go." And I want you to know if he didn't get out there and hunt that hog and catch him and hold him.
Yeah.
So I put a rope on that hog and put him back in the trailer.
Well, he's worth something to you.
That dog, I wouldn't take nothing for that dog.
He's just a puppy.
About a year old.
Well, I never heard of a dog catching a hog.
Listen, that one will do it. He'll catch you a hog and hold him. And he didn't say a word till he gun caught that hog. He didn't open his mouth.
I wish we had a place for some hogs.
I do too. They're cheap now.
But they're not cheap over the counter.
No, sir.
You not buying from your wholesale truck meat like you did once twice down at the station?
Mm-hmm.
It's too hard to run into him?
Yeah, you gotta run all over the country to catch up with him. So you spend more time and gasoline than you save.
In the station there, you see him going by?
Yeah.
To stay there.
Yeah.
You had to get Helen to bail you out. And had a pocket full of bad checks.
Oh, God.
Still got some of them in the pocket.
A cookie.
I still got one in my pocket. A machine to turn it in for $2.
Have you collected most of them?
No, I ain't collected any for a long time. I still got $500 or $600 over there that I ain't collected yet. And I never will collect them, I don't guess. I said I had one. I'm supposed to have one.
Um, I was sorry. I couldn't get loose yesterday, and then I got tied down this afternoon today. I wanted to go over there and get a hold of old Everett and see if we could get in touch with that coastal man down in the place there.
Yeah.
And then see what that old bastard's doing. Wonder why he don't check in over here or something.
I think he's mad at me. But he done it. When I bought that truck off of him,
yeah,
I give him exactly what he asked for.
Yeah.
I paid him right then. And then when I broke that motor loose before I got it home, that just killed his soul. Killed his soul. Now he just couldn't stand it. And I think he's still mad at me.
That's hard on him?
That's hard on him.
You know it was.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt in your mind, you know it was hard on him.
Sure.
You mean it put him in a bad light?
That's right. And I'm the light.
But you didn't know.
I didn't know. I just going to protect myself.
You didn't, the chances were 99-1.
That's right. And he said so. He said it's not been turned over for about 4 years. And he said, I know it just froze up. He first wanted $200.
Yeah.
But he said, since it's froze up, he said, I'll let you have for $150. I gave him his money and pulled it out.
Some of those people had been after him for it, and he wouldn't let them have it because they wouldn't help him.
That's right.
And that's why it's curious to me that he hadn't been around back over here, because he knows we can help him. Very same. One of them's old Jack Williams, you see.
Yeah.
He don't have anybody. He couldn't even get him to... He's over there. And he couldn't get him to put in his... Right. He's working over there in that community. But he did it for... That other Smith fella,
yeah.
Cedric, he's a rich fella. And he has a whole lot more done than Everett does. I've lost clear out over there in that community. I don't see any of them anymore. Clear out. I was in hopes you'd sort of work up a little trading over there. Are they too smart or too... They got all they want, they don't need anything. See, Everett needs a tractor.
He thinks he does. But he don't need no tractor. He's wanting to get up there in that fast category.
Yeah.
Well, he's too old to get in that fast category.
He ought to stay where he is.
He ought to stay where he's at.
He wants to get out there and keep up with Jippy.
He can't do it.
And Jippy, you see, is working for a millionaire over there.
Now he can't keep up with Jippy. There ain't no way.
And old Cedric's, he's rich. Cedric is.
Yeah.
Well, now why would ever want to keep up with him?
You get out there and in a couple of days, he'll be in the same shape I'm in.
Yeah.
Well, I got news for him up there. I ain't going to do it no more. That's just too much for one man. And that's just what'll happen to Everett. It is too much for him. He can't stand it. He wants to keep in that old slow tractor where he can get on and go when he wants to and stay right there all day. Instead of getting on a fast tractor and going out there and staying 3 hours and then lay in the shade the rest of the day. And that's just what it'll be, because it'll get him.
Yeah, and it'll cost him money, too.
That's right.
And that old thing he's got, he never has paid out anything on it, has he?
No. And he'll run from now on without paying anything out on it.
That's what I need, isn't it, that one?
Yeah.
Well, I thought we'd get in a sturdy tractor. And it done pretty good for 6 months. I guess it's me more than it was the tractor. Now you take old Frankie. Now Willie's a little different. But Willie used to do this. Frankie don't make anything. He got that land over there. He don't fertilize it. He sells a little knotty calves. There's one thing he could do, and it would make him more independent than anything else. He could do just a little gardening, a little farming. You know, he don't have a mule or a horse or a tractor, not even an old 8N or 7N. He don't have anything. Now, let me tell you, they are short of rations over there a lot of times. They just haven't got the money. It looks like a man who's been out in the country all his life would have something to work with. He could put in ice potatoes and sweet potatoes. A man can live well if he's got 20 or 30 bushels of sweet potatoes out there to draw on. And I say, you don't need them. You're trading all the time. But he don't do that. I wouldn't want to go around with short rations, would you?
I don't like to, no.
Them people, the hardware store over there, just didn't have the bolt for
it,
you.
They either had it too long or that one.
And you couldn't cut it off?
I don't know where I left them last bolts at, like that down there. I don't remember where I bought them at.
You don't buy anything at Alice Chalmers on Archer Road?
No. Shoot, no. I go to a hardware store and buy them bolts. I believe I got them bolts down here at Wayne's. McIntosh. I believe that's where I got them.
Well, they don't keep up the stock. So you wouldn't get them again down there.
Now, I either got them down there or at Gulf Hardware in Greenville Shopping Center. One of the two places now is where I got them bolts.
Now, are they hard bolts?
Yeah.
Medium hard.
Yeah, medium hard. They're not 3-point hard, but they're medium hard.
Yeah. Well, are you going to take it with you?
I know what size to get.
You don't need the bolt.
No.
Did you see that up there where Frank plowed that horse pasture? I didn't go up there when he was plowing it, but I put some fertilizer out there. That was about as rough as anything I've seen. That stuff was just hard as rock.
Yeah.
Right up there on the broad hill, on the edge of that hill, yes, where all this sand had wore off and hadn't been cultivated. And
right up in old rocks and all that old stuff, that was rough.
You're not pulling your hair.
Who, Mark?
You're not.
No. Mark's talked more sense today than he ever has. That boy has talked more sense today than he ever has. He come over there and he fell right in with them kids. And Frank, and he gave Frank a working over.
Oh, he did?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes, my friend, he gave Frank one over.
What did he tell him?
He told him, he said, boy, so you better straighten up. He said, you can't get out here on your own. He said, this early in life. He said, I know, I've done tried it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he said, I've done tried that.
Well, good.
He said, you may think it's rough now, but you get out on your own to see how rough it is.
Yeah.
He said, you'd be out here 20 miles from nowhere and run out of gas and no money in your pocket. He said, that's a rough feeling.
Yeah. Your friends is way, mighty scarce.
Yeah, Frank has started smoking. I've been preaching against it all the time, but it don't do no good. The more you preach, the more they go ahead.
Oh, yes.
So, I ain't said nothing the last week, 10 days, to anybody in smoking. I'm going to let him whip himself. But Mark got against him. He said, you better throw them cigarettes down, too. Of course, it's their 50 cents a package. And you got to work, 20 minutes for 50 cents. So there he is over there, still raking on him.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah, he's over there now raking on him. He just,
He got off of you.
He got off of me and got right on him. Just did a raking.
Yeah.
But he came in over there. When he first came in, he was talking to me a little bit. Then after Helen and the kids left, why? He went in and sat down. He said, you know, the other day, he said, I know, I was boring as I could be. But he said, I just didn't know. But this nigger works down to where he's at now. They call him Colt 45. You probably heard him talk about Colt 45. He drinks his whiskey every morning. Then he comes out on the job and he preaches all day long. And he said he's been in my hair for 3 or 4 days. He said he started preaching this morning on Genesis. And he said he stayed on Genesis all day. And he said that, he said, you know, he said, I can see how boring it can get for a fellow to just get on one subject and stay there all day long.
He's
a tight, it just turned right back on him, see. He got a hold of me over there, and he worked me over. I was pulling my hair out, trying to get him to understand, trying to get him to explain it to him. And this old nigger just knew him and going over there today and been doing it for 3 days.
Well, now you had to put something down on paper for
him. That's right. Yeah, I had to draw him a picture. The figures of black and white.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get it in his thick head.
Yeah. Now that was, what was that?
You were telling us last week about it.
I'm trying to remember. I thought it was in my mind. What was that?
Well, it was right in my mind, too.
Well, I was showing him the different prophets and everything, and what could be done, and all that kind of junk. I showed him that. Oh, we had a big powwow.
He not any closer to getting him a place out there to live.
No. He said he just couldn't find a place in this area. He said, I can't even find a room to live in.
Why, they sick the places out there where he could get something. Couldn't you find something if you were looking for something?
You made a joke and I'd find something.
Well, how'd you go about it?
Well, I'd start asking people. I wouldn't let bugs. Look, I'd ask people. Talk to them. Best place in the country is to go to a barber shop. They've got all the information.
They used to have.
Yes, sir. Because everybody comes in there. A barber shop.
What would you tell them?
Tell them I was looking for a sleeping room.
Well, he wants a place where he can eat, too. He don't eat at the restaurant, does he?
He said he can miss anything. Get away from home. He said, I'm old enough, and until I can get out on my own, I've got a job. I can support myself.
Well, I'll tell you. Going home. And sitting down at that table, it'll spoil you. It won't be good for nothing. I know what it is. And I remember when they pulled the rug out for me, it sure didn't hurt. Oh, it did, Cookie.
That floor had splinters in it, didn't it?
Yes, sir. Oh, it did. But the thing, it ought to happen to me, it ought to have been done long before it happened. Yes, sir. It ought to happen early. It ought to happen somewhere along in the teens, cause it ought to. I was up in the 20s.
Well, I'm going to tell you, guy, I'll agree with that under certain abilities. That depends a lot on the ability of the individual.
Well, he turned to do things.
Right.
But he ain't gonna turn unless he has to, a lot of them.
Well, that's right. Some of them are not gonna turn.
He hadn't learned 15 cents worth about them horses over there. You don't learn about horses just leading them. You gotta put your mind to it. He don't put his mind to nothing. You gotta wade in. Now is that wrong?
Well, yes and no. It's wrong for him, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
He's dumb. He has never been around animals. He don't want it just to go down there and wade in all at one time. Work around that animal, or them animals, for a period of time, and get the qualifications of each individual animal. Then start studying them qualifications.
When he goes over there and sits down at his mama's supper table, he done got the animal on his mind, is what I'm saying to you.
That's right. You know, I've got so many more, except when I'm so sore I can't walk. And when I leave out university, I don't think about that place no more either.
No, but you understand what you need to do. But he don't. And he ought to be there. He could, it wouldn't hurt him just to live over there.
That's right, it wouldn't. He ought to live right there. He ought to stay right there.
And work with that animals 24 hours a day. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Anything.
And work with them. And don't just do what they tell you. Lead them into the stall. I don't know what he does. Now, I think that... Now, you take Franklin. You see, you didn't have to tell him much about the horses. He'd take hold. He'd work with them.
He just wanted to do that. You're talking about Frank now. The reason I've been shying away, I've been shying, if you know, the last few weeks, I've been shying back.
Yeah. You don't want to hear from you.
Well, it's not that. But I'm trying to teach him some responsibility and some knowledge of going ahead on his own without somebody laying their damn finger on it and say, you do that.
Yeah. And waiting around to see what his daddy's going to tell him to do.
That's right. Just like he came over here. I could have come over here. But I wasn't worth a nickel. I told him, I said, you take these two bolts over there and tell Guy he can take that bottom plate off and put these in there and use that tractor temporarily if he wants to. I said, if he don't want to do that, well, help him do whatever he wants to do. Well, see, that put a little bit of responsibility on his shoulders. Well, you can overload one with too much responsibility.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't too much for him.
That's right. You can get it. And it's embarrassing to them a lot of times to not know.
To not know, that's right. Absolutely. So, we're not rushed on anything to speak of. And he's in a critical state right now.
Yeah.
That boy is.
Yeah.
Now, he can turn either way.
He's right at the point where...
He's either going to assume some responsibility and make a good go of it, or he's going to forget about responsibility and go to the dogs. He's just at that age. He's just at that stage.
Yeah. Now, that watermelon truck was the simplest thing for you if it just like fall off a log.
Right.
But it's too much for him.
It's just too much for him.
At that time.
At that time.
And it looked so simple.
But I think he's getting confident in himself now to where he could take it and go on.
Yeah. Well, that sure would have been nice if he could have done that, wouldn't it?
That's why I'm trying to let him go ahead. I'm off Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. I've got 4 days. And I'm gonna spend right down here this coming week. And I'm gonna put them horses out there. I don't care if it ain't doing nothing but pulling a board. I'm gonna let him do it.
You plow them.
We're gonna do something.
Plow them horses.
That's right. I'm gonna take him back there and show him how to do something.
Well, look, cause he got this point. Now you see why he can do a lot of things.
And we just about got him interested in doing things again. That's why I say he's at the critical stage right now.
Yeah.
He's either gonna go ahead, or he's gonna just drop back and flop, yeah, like the rest of them do up there.
Boy, it'll make it sure be nice if you can just stick with it that long. It takes it's hard on you. That's harder than.
It's harder on me than work.
Harder than working.
It is. No, I ain't no joke. That's harder on me than doing it myself.
Yeah. You had to sweat out that other business, you know. You never thought this would come along.
I never thought, no.
Oh, that plow is the thing. Yes, sir. Put them horse in that plow. Now, he can't stand that all day. Too hard on him.
Oh, I'll help him along. I'll spell him along.
Yeah.
I can't stand it all day either.
Well, you can get a boat out there. Get the tractor down there. You know, the best thing we've done is not putting in oats in the winter. It's breaking up that damn Bahia grass, so it'll grow in the summer and they'll eat it.
That's right.
Ain't that something? Hmm. Buster said, who's the fella that you had over here? And he bought the hay from you?
Ashmore.
His brother, Ashmore. His brother, I guess it is.
Yeah.
He said he had better luck with an old Chrysler car than anybody he ever saw. He'd drive that thing and deliver the papers and make money. And he'd pick up them old cars himself. And old Smitty down there had a new pickup and just about wore it out. It looks to me like if you're going to take one of those paper routes, it all depends on whether or not you've got something, whether or not your transportation holds up.
That's right.
Because it'd take a lot of papers to buy a set of tires and things like that, couldn't it?
It sure would when you want to make a penny on the paper.
A penny on a paper.
I don't know how old Rob Wood comes out, cause he don't have any hand for machinery. Now one thing he can do, cause I used to see him do it, he could make money for somebody else. He didn't do the work, he overlooked it.
You know, I've got I got to take them horses of mine up home. I got some work up there I got to do.
You haven't picked up one of them old 1950 trucks in a long time.
They're getting hard to find.
Or is that the trouble? You did pretty good on that for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I did good.
Made more money on that than you did on the station.
I tell you, things are start opening up. Stuff like that's gonna start opening up now in March and April. See, in the wintertime, people want some to hunt in.
Yeah.
And then in the summertime, they want an old piece of a car to drive around. See. I'll get back in the click one of these days.
Well, you had plenty going as far as that goes, but I just thinking you used to run into them without looking for them.
Yeah. I haven't run into one, a long time.
And you don't get out on the campus anymore like you did there for a while.
Uh-uh.
You're not at the station. Where would you run into them?
You just got to canvas the country. And if you see one setting, stop and ask about it.
Oh.
You got when I bought that old 53 Chevrolet.
You have some for supper?
No, I don't want no supper. I don't fix three Chevrolet.
Why don't you want some supper?
I use a motor trailer.
Is it a one-man job? Go around places where they know you?
No. Not necessarily. They don't have to know you.
But there's no prospects over there in Everett's community.
None at all.
Are they all past that or what?
Yeah, they're all up above it. I guess Everett's got the oldest truck they are over there. And he wouldn't take nothing for it. You ain't got enough money to buy it.
Yeah, hold on to that. I didn't think he ever would get that transmission going.
Well, he's lucky that he did. The place he took it.
You was betting against it.
Yeah.
Where'd he take it?
Birch. Wallace,
yes.
Birch?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Now Birch knows enough. If he gets in there, he won't tear it up, and he might fix it.
He might fix it. He might know what's wrong when he gets in there.
Yeah, but he won't tear it up.
I wouldn't guarantee that now, on an automatic transmission.
Yeah. There's that much to it.
Yeah, because I worked with Wallace Birch at the top of the Pontiac. And he had to learn an awful lot.
Did he learn it?
I don't know whether he's learned it or not. He's had to if he knows enough to go ahead and drive an automatic transmission.
Well, old Everett set him out. He knew he couldn't afford to go to town. Cookie, all that cheap work I get, I lose on it. I can't come out on it. When Buster starts saving me money, I know it's going to be costly to me. Well, I'll tell you the truth. We got the best prospects now. Got a little prospect of having a little something to work with. And you know all the work over here. If you just go ahead and do it, it don't really amount to much. Yeah, we might get enough, I don't know how much hay we can make. If we don't make hay, we ought to get a few more cows so we won't have to mow. I had to mow a whole lot last year.
You know, well, that's what's pushing me right now. I want to get some things out of my hair so I can, I start buying some cows. Because now, lots of people ain't fortunate like you are. Lots of people ain't fortunate like you are. Have all this head grass out here just keep growing.
Yes, they're the other way.
They're the other way. Yeah, theirs is done gone.
Yeah.
Their coastal is done gone.
Yeah.
And they're going to be selling some cows cheap now. After the first of the year, you watch and see.
I don't know.
You watch and see. They're going to be selling some cows cheap.
There's still a demand for it.
There's another one in there.
Oh, yeah.
There's still demand for it. Johnny Palmer sells pumps.
He does.
Yes. I down there Saturday morning, and Mr. Eastman comes through there with his shirt tail flying, and one of his rental pumps had been knocked out. The boys started zapping it or something, and he had it over there, and it was three-quarter horse Berkeley.
Huh.
And he just took one out of stock and put it on there. Now he didn't have any more of those wood heaters except the little bitty ones.
He did.
Okay. Well, now he had that big oval one that'll burn out. You wouldn't buy one of them.
No, I ain't gonna buy one of them.
You want something where you could cook a pot of stew if you wanted to.
I found one in Hawthorne. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Yeah, I found one in Hawthorne. Just like this one over here, just like them others, for $63.
Oh my gosh, they're all different.
All different prices, and those are all just like.
You didn't trade with Mr. Sanchez?
Uh-uh. That's why I'm going to sell my horse and so forth Tuesday, so I can go buy one.
where you gonna put it? Over Hawthorne?
Yeah.
Still at the house?
Yeah. That's what Helen wants.
Any good cook, I think, needs something like that, Cody. Huh?
She don't want kerosene heat this winter.
You got wood.
And I can get all the wood I want. I've got a big pile of land up there on the northwest section of Gainesville I've got to haul out this next week.
Why, Cookie?
But there's no money in the wood business.
No. You can save money.
Yeah.
And you never would burn one of them stoves up if you used it right.
No.
They'll last you for endless ages.
Yeah.
You mean she wants to cook on it?
No, she wants one of them big box heaters.
Oh, yeah.
So she can cook her beans and stuff on top of it if she wants to.
Yeah, and have heat,
and
too.
And keep the house.
And have heat, too. That way it'll save electricity for cooking the beans. And it won't cost us $15 a week for kerosene to keep the house warm. You see, there, a month's time will pay for one of them stoves. If we have happen to have some cold weather, we'd have to burn our kerosene heater 1 month.
Yeah, no, we'll have it.
We can pay for that stove with what we save on kerosene. And I've got the wood piled up in the backyard. I've got three big truckloads piled up back there.
Well, that's the thing.
Let me tell you. This fellow gave Betsy that big heater, central heater. What do you call it?
Circulating heater?
Yeah.
Ain't worth a
plug nickel. Now, you see, this one here uses the right smart casting, but it don't use any compared to the others. See, it's just got one little hole on one side where it comes out.
Yeah.
And then it's got the bowl there. Hers got that long burner.
Mm.
And you can't turn that down low. It'll heat the house as low as you can turn it. On that day. And I don't know, I don't believe a drum of gasoline last a week for that thing.
By golly, it won't last us a week if it gets cold and we have to turn that stove up. It won't last us a week.
Because you see, what she's geared to is that old fireplace where it goes 24 hours. There's always a fire in there, day and night. Now, sometimes it's low, but there's a fire.
Well, you take one of them boxwood stoves like I'm talking about getting. You get that thing good and hot, and then you can slow down on your wood, and it'll stay hot for endless ages.
Yeah. Hold the heat.
It'll hold that heat, you can put wood in it twice a day and keep the house warm.
Smells good, too.
Yes, my God. My granddaddy back up when he lived there close to us, that's all he ever used. Was on them boxwood heaters.
You can't cook sweet potatoes on them.
Yes, you can cook sweet potatoes on them.
Can you cook?
You can cook sweet. That there, what they call it, a hearth that comes out.
Yeah.
In front. Okay, you get that full of ashes.
Yeah.
All right, you put your sweet potato down in them ashes. Then you rake you some hot coals out on top of it. Just keep raking them out there until your sweet potato gets dark brown. You never eat nothing better than a roasted sweet potato in wood ashes. We used to roast Irish potatoes in the ashes in the big fireplace up at my dad's.
Hmm.
You couldn't roast sweet potatoes in that thing.
How long did it take?
Oh, about 45 minutes, I imagine.
Really?
Take them out and peel that, knock them ashes off, and peel that peeling off, and put some good old cow butter on it, and you never eat better grub. I wish I could afford to buy one of these here cook stoves, wood cook stoves. That's what I'd like to have. But they won't put out enough heat to heat a house.
That's
the
trouble.
No.
That's
curious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the firebox is not big enough. It don't hold enough fire.
That's right. See, you've only got a firebox about that long. And about 8 or 10 inches square.
And you don't put a big piece of wood in there. You put little
small pieces.
Stove wood.
Yeah, stove wood in it. But boy, it bakes some of the best biscuits. Lord have mercy.
Let me tell you, there's one sitting out there in a house that's abandoned. Over there, between Miss Guthrie somewhere, back in them woods. This side of Rochelle. And she told me to name the place what it goes by.
Pfeiffer?
No, the Brown House or the Jones House or something like that. It's back in there. You'd have to know the name of it in order to inquire. But the people that are living in it moved out and left this good cook stove. I was over there one night. Her cook stove has got a hole right there where the little lever goes down into the eye.
Yeah.
And they went over there and they wouldn't take the whole stove, but they would take the eye, take the paper off it, and put it aside.
They took the, you mean they took the cap?
Yeah. Over there. And it wouldn't fit that stove. So they took it back. I asked her where it was, and she told me the name of the place. I think I set it down in there somewhere.
You dig that up.
Well, you see, you never come over here. I never see you. You see, it's a week apart, and I forget it.
Oh, Lordy.
Well, I tell you, last week, the reason I didn't come around anymore what I did. By gosh, I was just work to death, run to death, and
see, I have. Let me tell you, I'm down scraping the barrel now. I haven't got anybody anywhere to help me. When I come down here, you see, I knew a lot of people. They're either dead and gone, or got the other job, or something like that. I haven't got anybody calling. I keep saying, well, Cookie comes. Just all these little things where my judgment's not any good. I went down there and looked at Bessie's stove. Well, I know what she ought to do. She ought to throw it away.
Wonder if she would if I brought her a load of wood.
I don't think she'd have put it in there if she'd had a chance to get out of the way. And you see, this little community is falling apart.
God, ain't the communities falling apart everywhere?
Well, here, you see, Mr. Rogers, Biddy, over at Ruby's, he underwrote this whole countryside here. James had that truck. Mr. Rogers kept it up and put gasoline in it. James can't keep up nothing. He can't put gasoline in it. If he had a brand new one, he wouldn't have anything to put in it. Well, now that's one thing. All his children have gone. They've gone, left him. His little girl went up to West Virginia.